Line upon line, Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 through 6. What are the blessings promised to the Lord's people if we keep His covenant? Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Keep my covenant. From verse 5. Every saving ordinance is accompanied by a covenant, including baptism and temple ordinances. Here are some of the promises we make through the covenant of baptism, which we renew when we take the sacrament. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10, Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verses 37, 77, and 79. Take upon us the name of Christ. Always remember Him. Serve Him and keep His commandments. Bear one another's burdens. Mourn with those that mourn, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Stand as witnesses of God at all times, in all things, and in all places. An holy nation. From verse 6. According to the Old Testament, things or places were holy that were set apart for a sacred purpose. The Israelites were a holy people because they stood in a special relationship to Jehovah. The word holy came to refer to moral character. Israel must be holy in character because the God of Israel was holy. From Bible Dictionary, holiness. A kingdom of priests. From verse 6. The church is referred to as a royal priesthood, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and those who will inherit the celestial kingdom are referred to as priests and kings, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 56. This means that individuals and families who keep covenants can receive all of the ordinances and blessings of the priesthood and be exalted in the celestial kingdom with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Peculiar treasure. From verse 5. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew term from which peculiar was translated is segula, which means valued property or treasure. With that understanding, we can see that the scriptural term peculiar does not mean queer or odd at all. It signifies valued treasure, made or selected by God. Thus, for us to be identified by servants of the Lord as His peculiar people is a compliment of the highest order. These are the latter days. We are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are, in fact, the hope of Israel. We are God's treasure, reserved for our particular place and time. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, A More Excellent Hope, and signed February 1997, pages 62 through 63. Obey my voice in verse 5. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 through 6.